Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. My co-host, Barbara, should be here with us soon, and the topic of today's show is dealing with PTSD. And in other words, people who have PTSD and have been dealing with it. And I think it's a big deal because of the fact that it affects relationships, you know. I mean, it affects how people relate to you, you know. It's one thing to try to be there for someone. It's another thing to, you know, relate to someone. You know, it makes it hard for you to relate. And let me see. And I'm going to try calling Barbara right now, okay? Give me 1 second, everybody. Hey, we're on the air. Hello. Are you there? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, I will. Thank you. Okay. She's going to be here soon. So, you know, I also do a lot of the background stuff. So it's, I think the reason we wanted to do this particular show was the topic of PTSD, you know, and it's very sad to see somebody who has post-traumatic stress disorder, especially if they're a close friend of yours. And Barbara, are you there? Barbara, are you there? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yes, I am here.
Yeah. The
Yes, I am here.
I was just telling everybody, this is my co-host Barbara, and the subject today is dealing with PTSD. And I think we both agreed that there would be a good subject to talk about because what I was saying before you came on is that it affects the relationships of the people who have it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Do you have anything to add to that?
I just think that people need to be aware that it doesn't just exist with the military and our veterans who have seen really horrible things. It can happen to, and probably does happen to, everybody slightly, but to be aware means to know then how to treat yourself. If you are experiencing PTSD, then you can think, well, what is it? I'm going to look back and take a look at things that have happened in my past. And maybe I see something and it triggers the thought, and that was very traumatic to me and my brain, and let's find a way to fix it because it disturbs. It can be disturbing.
Yeah.
I am wondering if you have any ways to fix it or any remedies at all.
Well, I would definitely say don't be afraid to get therapy because I mean, I don't have PTSD, but I know that, you know, it's very sad when somebody does because, you know, it makes them put up barriers to having relationships from people that care about them.
Can
you
give us an example?
I have this, I won't say her name, this female friend of mine, and, you know, I started to talk to her, and she told me she had PTSD. But it made it very hard for her because she started raising boundaries when other people wouldn't, you know, like getting upset when I called her and everything on the phone. Whereas I think most people, you know, they don't get as upset with what I was doing. Not that it was her fault, but it just, it raised the barriers more than maybe it normally would. Does that make sense?
Yes. So did you make it known to her?
Oh, yeah. We actually spoke, I think it was about a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it was a good phone call, but I do believe that the barriers that she raises are only, mainly because of the things that have happened to her. It's
what happened?
She was in an abusive marriage. And
what about, you know, parents? What about, does it go back even further with her?
No, it wasn't her parents. Although she did lose a sibling, and but I don't.
Okay, what age did she lose, and was it a sister or brother?
You know, I don't remember. But I don't think it really matters. I mean, if it's a sister or brother, I believe it would be equally traumatic. But I do think that, you know, you can, when somebody's been traumatized, it's almost like, it's so sad, you know, because you feel sorry for them, but you don't know how to get close to them.
Well, it's not just sad. It is most everybody. So everybody, you must feel sorry for everybody. I don't know anybody who has not experienced any trauma. I mean, maybe one person out there. Is that possible in life to not experience loss or any kind of trauma?
No, I don't, because...
How are you diagnosed, though, in general? How is a person diagnosed? Because I'm thinking you do have PTSD because you have trigger points with certain things that maybe
past...
Yes, everybody has this.
But that doesn't mean that I have PTSD. For example, let's see here. The symptoms for PTSD, this is what it says, is agitation, irritability, hostility, hypervigilance, self-destructive behavior, social isolation. See, I don't have that.
Is this all day or spurts of it?
It's
very hard to decipher.
No, I know that there's a lot of these things are very that are very normal. But it says here the seven. I think what it is that PTSD is you have vivid flashbacks, like the trauma is happening right now. Okay, so it's like if you are stressed out about a car accident, then all of a sudden you'll be walking around and you'll feel like the car accident is happening.
Oh, for sure. And so it's really that intense PTSD.
That's what it says.
It's not
here.
Mild.
Yeah,
it's
this
just
is what
either,
it says.
You're right in the position again of feeling like you did before, and that must be very intense then.
Yeah. And the thoughts are intrusive and thoughts. Now, I have a lot of intrusive thoughts that are hard to obey because it's just like, but that's not PTSD. The second thing is nightmares, okay? And, you know, the next thing is intense distress at real or, I'm reading this, by the way, symbolic reminders of the trauma. So I think that, you know, what I think probably is making it rough is that a person who has PTSD might be thinking about something that the old relationship, not necessarily the abusive, but what was leading up to it, the calming stuff that was leading up to the abusiveness. So they might associate somebody just, you know, like symbolic reminder of the guy who is being really nice, they might think
like
that
grooming.
Yeah,
they mistake your kindness for, oh, they're getting me ready for the abuse coming.
Now the next thing
did she recognize? Hold on, Johnny. Though, in your personal experience, did she recognize herself that she had it? Did she know that she had it before she met you, or did you bring it to her attention?
No. She knew. She knew. And also the next thing is physical sensations such as pain, sweating, nausea, or trembling. In other words, you have, it's basically, it's when you, and this is another thing that I was reading here. It says that there's about 5 different types of PTSD. Now, I don't see what they are exactly. It says normal stress response, acute stress disorder, uncomplicated PTSD, complex PTSD, and comorbid PTSD.
That's what my question was, because it was broad. Yeah. Okay, so now we need to dive into each different kind. Take the first one. Let's go over the first one. Maybe we'll have to do a continuation show. But I want to know the differences, because how do we know if we have it or not if we don't know different levels? Okay, go ahead with the first.
Okay, well, type 1, normal stress response, is normal stress response is what occurs before PTSD begins. However, it does not lead up
to... I don't want you to read it. I don't want you to read it. Can't you just... No, take the first sentence. What?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Finding this? Where?
A website right now.
What website?
It's bestdaypsych.com, and it's PTSD-examined-the5 types of,
All right. Why don't we just go Google it so people can Google something that is simple.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll find, a different kind, because maybe I do have it from some kind of childhood trauma, because some of the symptoms that you did list, I don't have it every day, but sometimes I do want to isolate. Sometimes I don't want to even connect with one person. I have anxiety with things like that. I'd like to get to the bottom of it and figure it out. Go ahead. Did you find it yet?
No, I mean, what I did was... Now, I will tell you this. when somebody says... When they say comorbid PTSD, that's level 5, I know what morbid means. So, So, obviously, that's what they're talking about. It must be, a big deal.
Okay. So we have the symptoms. I know that while you look for the first kind out of 5, I want to just go over with the people. The symptoms, they say there's 7 symptoms. And the first one would be the vivid flashbacks, feeling like the trauma is happening, like you said, right now. Okay, then the intrusive thoughts or images. Okay, are you still looking?
Well,
the nightmares.
I'm reading what you're saying.
I want you to find out the first type that we could go find. The first type.
I do have the first type, like PTSD type number 1. The thing is that when I started reading the definition, you said you didn't want it to be read.
I don't know, because it's boring when people start reading the definition, and it sounded like it was going to start to become very boring, because the way you were like, no, I don't want that. Let's cancel the show if we're not prepared and we don't know anything about the topic we're talking about or anything interesting about it that people don't already know. Why are we even doing it? I thought you had this.
Well, I have it in front of me.
I thought you had it personally, had this condition, PTSD.
I don't have it. I know people that do. But I
Are they
I,
calling
I will,
in?
I will be
Are they our
with
guests
you, no.
today?
What?
Are they going to be calling in as our guests today
no,
to shed light on this topic?
No, but what I was going to say is that I will tell you, I mean, the reason I know a little bit about the symptoms is that I did think I had it because I didn't understand what it was. And then it wasn't until, like, my father explained it to me, like, because people who have PTSD, they have to be in a position where they're facing their life being threatened. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. But about 8 million Americans have PTSD during any given year. So basically we're walking around a lot of people that might lose it at any second. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, you have to have been threatened. You have your life threatened is what it is. And you know, it's, I mean, I've had things in my life that still cause me anxiety when I think about it, but it's not PTSD because, you know, it's not a threat to my life.
Okay, but I heard that there's 5 things that make it so that you fall into the category of it, having it. You want to know what I found?
What are they?
A life-threatening event, internal reminders of traumatic event, avoidance of external reminders, altered anxiety state, changes in mood or thinking. That's true. You don't have it because that's really affecting a person, and I don't see that happening to you.
No.
I don't think I have it either.
I mean, it is sad, you know, because you see, I think there was a case where a lady on Dr. Phil, this woman on Dr. Phil, had PTSD, and she went and she had an episode on the show, and she just leaned back, she convulsed, and, you know, everybody kind of had to give her time to be, you know.
Is it still on air?
Dr. Phil, yes. I'm sure the episode is out there somewhere, but this woman was obviously being, you know, taken in by something.
I wish I could find my Dr. Phil show. It's on VHS, but I don't have a player.
Yeah,
what?
In a way, I think a good example of it, this is what I'm thinking is a good example of it. Did you ever, this is not a tangent, okay, this is really a good point, because now that I think about the movie now, it makes sense. In the movie Rocky V, he is fighting on the street, and as he's fighting on the street, he starts to have flashbacks, you know, of like the other things that have happened to him in the ring. And I don't know if you saw Rocky V. Did you see it?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember the street fight scene, but in the end, when they fight on the street, he starts reminiscing, you know, about all sorts of stuff that happened to him. Almost like it was happening at the moment.
Like he was yelling Adrian in the ring, the flashbacks of the winning of the first one and all that. Yeah, I think I do remember.
Yeah, what was happening in that was everything bad that happened, you know, you know, him losing to Lang, him burying Mickey, him,
right.
You know, and
something probably with his wife. I don't remember.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
okay, so then
like
what happened? Did this put him into high gear, or did this crush him?
Well, it put him into high gear, and he recovered from it. But I something tells me that what happened in that movie was supposed to be what PTSD was, because he obviously was experiencing it as though it was happening.
Well,
yeah.
If he thought that was a life-threatening event, which it probably was, because people do die in boxing matches a lot.
Or on the street, yeah.
On the street, in a street fight, yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. I guess, well, a life-threatening event. Here, Dr. Wetterneck walks us through each sign of PTSD, a life-threatening event. This includes a perceived... Okay, so when Rocky was getting... when he was in that fight on the street, when he was... He has PTSD, or did the street fight give him PTSD?
Well, to be honest, it doesn't say it, but based on the descriptions of what PTSD does, it sounds like it fits, because what happens is that he is experiencing it through as though it was happening. And
yes, but Rocky didn't experience a life-threatening event before the street fight. So he didn't have PTSD.
Actually, he did.
What was it?
He did because, when you're in a boxing match and your face is getting all bloodied and everything and you have to fight to stay alive.
You don't have to because they have a referee that calls the fight off before you die. It's not
work.
A prerequisite as a boxer. And a lot of boxers, when they are fighting, that's not even going through their mind. I'm going to die. Oh, no, I'm going to die. It's not what goes through their mind. They don't stop ever thinking about not quitting. That's all they think about. So they have not gone through a life or death experience. I don't think so. I don't think Rocky did. I don't think so. I don't think it's a good example.
But I do think that you're supposed to experience things as though it's happening.
If you have it. But a lot of people have flashbacks when something amazing or something crazy is going through their life. They have flashbacks that actually gives them adrenaline rush to, like, maybe lift a car off somebody or something. But I think that is a completely different topic.
Right.
His PTSD didn't win him that street fight. I don't think so. It's not
a
good example.
But I will tell you this. I'm sure you've had moments in your life where something terrible will happen and then it'll just trigger you. You know, I don't know if it's
PTSD.
Well,
yeah, but that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of, is that right there, PTSD or not. With how you put it. No. I don't want to read anymore. The way you put it, with how you researched it, was that you have to have gone through, like, a very traumatic life or death experience.
Life and death experience. That is part of it, yes.
Okay, well then, I cannot tell you. Yeah, I thought... For a split second, I might die when somebody was driving really crazy. So, yes, okay, I have it then. Because when somebody, if anybody ever does that again, oh, yeah, I'll feel like I'm dying again. It was scary. But that's not even a very good excuse either. So PTSD, okay? What are we dealing with here? Are we walking around with 8 million Americans with it that might go crazy or just act weird or... I mean, what do we need to know about it? I think we should come back, do research on it, and then come back and have some enlightening info for people.
Yeah. I do think we have covered some ground, though. But I do think that, you know, it isn't what I think that we've verified is that I probably don't have it. Although, I mean, you know, I've ran into people that have. And I think that, you know, obviously when you're a Vietnam vet, you had PTSD because you were in a life-threatening situation.
Only if you faced battle that was, a lot of them go somewhere and they come back without even seeing one day in the field, one day, like not the field, okay, battle. I'm talking about being shot at and things like that.
Right.
A lot of them don't ever experience that. So you can't just say vets.
Soldiers
who experienced, or those shows that you watch, which I find very interesting. I can't believe I survived, where, you know, they're out in the ocean and they get bitten by shark. They live to tell about it. We're a rape victim, you know, beat up and stabbed and shot even with their head almost decapitated. I saw this lady and she actually held her head back on as she walked to the road for help. And she made it out alive. Now, that person right there.
Yes.
But Johnny, some of these people, they're able to put their head around it and heal and live normal lives. But I want to get one of those people to tell us, okay, this is what it was like right after. And I would see the same kind of car drive by and I'd be right there. I'd be paralyzed. I couldn't move. You know, I'd pass out. I want to have one of those people on the show.
So I will tell
until then, I don't want to do it.
Okay. But I think we did good. I think that this show is good so far. But I'll definitely look for somebody. I'll look for some people we can have on.
Okay. This show basically showed people out there that we don't know if we have it or not. We still are confused. I think I do have it just from some trauma I experienced. And I do avoid situations like talking to certain people who were close to me at that time that constantly, you know, bring it up. You know, that stuff I have actually avoided recently. So maybe I do. And mine was childhood trauma.
You don't like it when people bring up certain things that have happened in your life, even though it was a long time ago? Or
no, I'm talking about a specific person who has a specific role in it, was there, was around, didn't do it, but knows about it very well, okay? And that person, I just stopped answering the phone because every single time they have to bring it up. And you know what? I feel like I've already done my work on the abusive stepfather, and I feel like I don't want to actually talk about it every single night of my life. That doesn't necessarily mean that I am suffering from PTSD, but does it mean I have it? Does it mean I'm dealing with it? Does it mean it will ever go away? I want to know those answers. So maybe we could get even a professional on to talk to us about it, a doctor of some sort or scientist, and also a victim that actually knows that they've had it. Let's do that.
Okay, we'll do
but
that.
I hope you all enjoyed it, and I did too, because we're one step closer at getting some answers. So thank you, Johnny. And I hope that everybody does follow us, if they aren't already, on our Life, Laughter, Happiness Blog Talk Radio profile. We have a lot of followers, so thanks, everybody. And tune in next time, which will be in a few days, for Psychic Night Friday with our psychic, Dale Shear. Thank you, Johnny, and happy Tuesday. Anything else?
Good night, everyone. Good night, Bob.
Anything else?
Nope.
Anything else, Johnny?
That's it.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
All right.